All right, and so Weekend Jams, Ronnie Ron here hanging out with you, the Saturday Night Springfield special. Yes, indeed, it's all Ricker here for you all night long, and we're going to incorporate some special stuff in here for you. In fact, I've got two guests here on the phone with me right now. One has been on our show so many times, he's going to take over the show eventually. It's going to be the Rowdy Jeff Show. Mr. Jeff Silverman is one of our guests. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Rowdy, great to be here again.
I can hear it in your voice. The man is so excited. How about some more Red Bull for this man? Can we get it? All right. And then, of course, you have with you right there the very lovely, very talented Miss Aeon. How are you, Miss Aeon?
Hello. I'm doing very well. Very, very glad to be here.
Very, very cool. And you are actually one of the Palette Records, one of the recording artists there. You've got your sixth album coming out here, Love is the Healer. And we're going to talk about that,
yes.
Plus the hopes of a Grammy nomination and more. But I want to educate the Rick Springfield fans out there, since it is our Saturday Night Springfield special, and people are like, well, wait a minute, what's the connection here? There is a connection between you, obviously Jeff Silverman, and Rick Springfield. Tell us that story, please.
Oh, yes. It's actually a very interesting story. Jeff and I collaborated on all sorts of... I mean, we're a long-time collaborator. And... quite a while ago, we did a pitch. I think it was for a folk opera. They needed a love theme. So it was Santa Barbara. Yeah. So we wrote this song called Somewhere. And it was taken up by Santa Barbara and this love theme, and it became very, very popular. And it was also part of a package that we were taking around to record companies at that time as well. And then Jeff was working with Rick quite a lot at that time too, and he happened to hear Somewhere, and it was sort of over a period of time. He kept saying, I really like that song, and then he said, oh, I would actually really like to do it on my album. But this was quite a number of years later, so it actually was for his Sahara Snow album, where it actually ended up. So you know, I'm a very particular sort of artist, and he's obviously a very different sort of artist. So
he's always had an affinity for your material, and with the Celtic influence of all the fiddles and the different types of instruments that we were using at that time, and which is he's actually using a lot in his new album. But that's another story.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Heard it,
yeah. So we then went in with Jeff, and then they redid the song with his voice on it, but obviously they changed some of the production, and then he actually, went in and changed some of the lyric as well, because it was more female based, and he needed something a little bit more male based. So there was a shift in the song, but the essential song is as it was, and it's a fantastic version of it. And those versions, in a sense, stand up. I was very. I'm very pleased with that. He doesn't take any outside songs very much. He has collaborated a lot with Jeff. I don't think he's had any women collaborators. So, that was very special for me. No, I couldn't say it also appeared on the Song from the Vault, which was Jeff and Rick's album, where they put all the songs they worked on together.
Yeah, and that's an excellent, excellent album. Great CD there that we've actually passed that on to a lot of people to try to get out there and try to find it. And hopefully it'll get reissued again, because that is something, at least over here in the States, that's something that was never issued over here in the United States, if I remember correctly, right?
Oh.
It was all around the world except for the United States and Canada. But Rick and I have been talking about it, and we're still big fans of the album. So I'm hoping that after his new album, settles in, that revisit that and re-release it in one way or another, whether it be on Palette or his label or somewhere. pun intended.
Boom, boom. I like that. And I'll tell you what, man, I would love...
funny as I get, by the way.
That's all right. Jeff has the technology to do this. Now, Aeon, what do you think of this idea? Just for kicks, to see if Jeff, if you ever get the time to combine both Rick's version and Aeon's into a duet of some sort, the male perspective and the female perspective.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Interesting.
We had not thought of that.
Thank you. I'm here all night. Thank you. Tip your waitress, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's the exact same master. It was just added to. Phil Chanel, I know, who was working with Rick quite a bit back then, and he was out with Tori Amos. And I'm trying to think of some of the other guys. Like, there was all the Sahara Snow crew, Barb Marlette, Tim Pierce. They sort of put their stamp on top of what we had already done. So the actual masters could edit together very easily.
Awesome. Oh, we look forward to hopefully that'd be something very, very cool to to have happen. I think the Rick fans would be salivating over something like that. He doesn't do a lot of duets, you know, so that's what I'm saying. In the past,
I wonder if he's doing a duet with Meryl Streep in the new film he's coming out to.
Well, he sings background, yeah. He does guitar, but really there's no back and forth interaction.
No, okay.
You know, other than, you know, and Jeff was actually in the movie. A lot of people don't realize that. He played the gay Oriental guy that was at the wedding. Very great stuff. No, I was kidding. All right. Sorry, Jeff.
Okay.
Aeon's like,
very
okay.
Good. Yeah. Okay, you guys. Moving on.
Moving on. Yes, indeed. I'm sorry. Fun with Jeff Silverman, folks. But I do want people to check out. I believe it's on paletterecords.net where they can actually check out more of Love is the Healer, which I understand right now is for consideration, hopefully, for the 58th Annual Grammy Awards. For Best New Age Album, that's one thing that we're kind of hoping to pound the nail in there and make it happen, correct?
Yes, absolutely. That would be wonderful. We're, you know, it's a lot of work to put an album out anyway, and it's also a lot of work to submit and possibly be nominated for a Grammy. So we're in the process of doing all that right now. But we're very excited about that. And we're very excited about the album as well, because Jeff and I have collaborated for a long time. We haven't actually worked on a record together for really a number of years. My debut record in America was produced by Jeff, Window to a World, and then we re-released that on Palette Records in 2007, a remastered version, various songs that didn't make the grade.
Mm-hmm. To explain the Grammys a little bit, the first round of this is submitting to all the members, and then in November, we're hopefully nominated. And then at that point that we're nominated, then we're up for the actual Grammys. It's narrowed down to 5 people in each category. And we cross our fingers, and hopefully in, what is it, end of January, 1st of February, when they have it actually aired on television, it will actually be, we'll have the announcement. You know, personally, I'm happy just to be nominated. I'm thrilled if we were actually won. But, sometimes it's not the winning. It's just getting out there and being heard and being respected by your peers.
We all listen to each other's music if we're voting members at NARAS. And so you get to hear a lot of music. And so it's sort of very much a community, and especially there's a growing indie community
that
supports each other, which is very important in this day and age, you know, as music changes, or the way that we listen to it and how people buy it changes, and the format of a record label changes. So, you know, part of my wanting to do a record with Jeff again is Palette Records, because it's a label that's been set up by artists for artists.
Right.
And what we're doing it is essentially a group effort where we all come together with all the know-how that we have from over the years from working in the industry. And it's a really interesting experience, and we're really making things happen in a different way than I've experienced when I've done stuff myself. I'm just to say a little bit about myself, because I love talking about myself. I'm an artist and composer. I've done a lot of work in movie trailers and TV. So I've had music in about 17 movie trailers, which have included The Hobbit, The Last Samurai, Beowulf, Tomb Raider. And a lot of my music is sort of very ethereal, otherworldly, has a sort of ancient, slightly Celtic feel to it. I was also the musical voice of TNT's Emmy nominated for Mr. Babylon, which Jeff actually engineered for me when I was doing that work. And a song I co-wrote with the composer of that song, whose name I will come up with again. I Will Remember You Still was also on the soundtrack. Lee Holdridge. He wrote a wonderful score. And I've done 5 studio albums, so this will be my 6th.
Interesting. I was going to mention, besides paletterecords.net, I see you also do have your own website, which is aeon.com. That's E-E-O-N-E.
That's correct. Thank you so much. Aeon.com, A-E-O-N-E.com. Yeah, and there's all sorts of information there from other albums that you can listen to.
Now, let me ask you, when you're doing your albums, even just some of these songs here,